94.7 KMCH on a Friday. You know, it feels a little cooler out there. Holidays right around the corner. Kathy Swift, Jane Murphy here. Hello, friends. How are you?
We are great.
Yeah, grab that magic talking stick there.
There you go.
We're great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was just telling you guys in the lobby, you guys are almost here as much as I am. I'm going to teach you how to host this show. So that way, I'll take a day off, and then I'll call in, and I can be your guest.
That
you can ask
great.
Me all kinds of questions.
We'll do that.
Operation Santa Claus, here we go. If you were not familiar, if our listeners aren't familiar, Kathy, with Operation Santa Claus, give us the mission, give us the organization overview and everything.
So, Justin, for listeners not familiar with Operation Santa Claus, we are celebrating our 41st year of doing this. And our purpose for Operation Santa Claus is really to serve the less fortunate children in Delaware County. We serve children infant to 18 years of age. Our whole purpose is to make sure that they have a Merry Christmas. We provide boots, essential clothing, coats, and if our budget allows, we certainly want to provide them with toys, books, and whatever else we can afford at that time.
And you've seen the numbers go up, too, a bit, year after year.
We have, and we anticipate an increase in our families this year.
Gotcha.
Well.
Gotcha. Yeah. Jane, I'm going to move over here because you're blocked by the... Now I can see you. How are you? When did you get here?
I just arrived.
Good to see you. Tell me about how... we'll talk about the gift giving, but you've got to compile that list first. How can people refer a family in need to you guys?
If you know of a family in need, whether from church, school, or a service organization, please share. They need to go to HACAP office and complete an operation participation form.
Okay.
The HACAP office's address is 721 South Fifth Street in Manchester. And all those forms need to be completed by November 1st to the HACAP office. Or you can mail those forms to Operation Santa Claus, Post Office Box 588. Our referrals come from a variety of places, from community service organizations, Head Start, parents, and teachers.
Gotcha. So that deadline is coming up.
And we'll remind everybody
of that. Let's talk about the funding, Kathy. How does this thing get off the ground, and how are you guys able to do stuff every year?
Well, we're so fortunate that we have the community support in Delaware County. We have already received several donations from individuals, businesses, organizations, our churches. In addition, we've really been fortunate to be recipients of several grants. The Greater Delaware County Community Foundation has been so supportive, as well as the Foundation for the Future of Delaware County. And we're just amazed at the individual donations coming in from this community to help Operation Santa Claus continue every year.
Absolutely. And this is something that you, the listener, can get involved with as well, Jane, if somebody wants to send money to you guys as well. Say, hey, we've got an extra, you know, 10, 20, 30 bucks, however much laying around. How do they do that?
The monetary donations can be mailed to Operation Santa Claus, Post Office Box again, 588 in Manchester, or they can donate by Venmo. And that is OSCDELCO21.
Okay.
And also the local banks are accepting donations for Operation Santa Claus. So if you want to drop off a donation to GNB, CSB, DePaco, and F&M.
It's a lot of letters. So get it to CSB, GNB, F&M, ASAP, if you could.
That is correct.
DePaco as well.
That's correct.
All right, Kathy, you had threatened in the lobby. You said, I almost dressed up as an elf today. And I said, no, don't do that. It's too cold for that. You guys are breaking out and dusting off the elf outfits, though, coming up here soon, aren't you?
We are. We will be at Fairway in our elf outfits it's a Saturday, October 29th, to answer any questions shoppers have about Operation Santa Claus, and certainly to receive donations at that time. We are just so grateful to our many volunteers that are our elves in this community that help us make sure we can accomplish our purpose in this county. So we thank the elves that volunteer, the many hours, and also all our donations that are coming in. and as we speak.
We're going to go off script a second. I'm going to ask you a question that is not pre-approved. Forgive me. How did the fun run? Tell me about that, because it was rained out, wasn't it?
Well, we still had it.
Okay,
we had
give me a recap. Yeah,
I mean, we had an excellent turnout in spite of the, you know, not so good conditions outside. But it
you
was
can
really
say crappy
fun.
On the air. It's okay.
It was, yeah, it was really
just don't go any higher than
day.
That.
It was a rotten day, but gosh, we still had runners, and we'll do that every year. It's just a great way to support Operation Santa Claus. So we're excited to we'll do it again next year. It'll always be the week before the Hero Hustle. So
there you go. Kind of a nice precursor, a warm up, if you will.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, awesome. So it really went well.
Good. I'm glad to hear. We hadn't talked since then. I'm like, give me the news. So the 29th, you guys are going to be on Fairway.
Uh-huh.
Dressed up as elves. Can't miss you. Hopefully, you'll be the only ones dressed as elves.
Hopefully, yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
It'll get confusing. And then, Jane, I'm going to go back to you real quick. If anybody has a question, whether they want to refer that family, again, they go to HACAP here in town.
HACAP is correct.
And then by November 1st to get that application in.
That is correct.
And I'll open this up to both of you. If somebody has a question, say, I missed part of the interview, or I want to refer somebody, who do you call? Who do they talk to get that question answered?
They can call the HACAP office.
Okay.
They are great to work with, so they can answer any questions about that participation form.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. You guys are such great sports, putting up with our hijinks and shenanigans every time you come in. I appreciate it. Where's the third member of the Three Amigos, by the way?
I think she's drinking coffee today. So,
okay. Yeah. I'm glad you said coffee.
Yeah.
Jane and Kathy, thank you guys for coming in this morning. And you'll come back and see us, right? You're going to come back and remind us of everything. Operation Santa Claus, all the details at KMCH.com. Our jolly little sports elf is going to be here in a matter of moments doing sports. John Swisher is who we're talking about. He'll be with us next on KMCH.